Life without poetry. There's no money in poetry, but then there's no poetry in money either. Robert Graves. Life without poetry. Imagine a world without shadow, the end of photography. Imagine a world without echo, the end of music. Imagine a world without the rhyming of meaning that is metaphor. The end of poetry. Worlds in which nothing is hidden, nothing implied, and nothing resonates beyond its own boundaries. Dry, harsh, lifeless worlds in which the human spirit only with great difficulty can survive. This is the world ruled by the literal man. For the literal man, everything means exactly what it says. It is a world reduced to shards, bits, broken pieces that are perceived as the hard, necessary, unavoidable facts of daily life, no more, no less. Life without poetry. As the apple falls, so too does the moon. Pure science. Moral compass, pure poetry. Where these end, we enter an unknown, pathless land. Pure religion. Always more, never less. Life with poetry. The literal man, stretched between the most distant of stars and the sparks which fly from the candle's match, is a silver string of young intelligence, a vibrant face among the flowers, resonant with the music of all springs. Still close to the ground where perception begins, before thought cells grow thick in woody walls, and where meanings still flow and freely merge, where triangles and squares become rounded in rhyme, and where the moon is an apple on the tree which has its roots in the sky. Break the string and the apple falls into the lap of an unhappy grown-up, eyes dull with years of TV, the life of one channel only, which does not change, which does not change. Where sense stays at home, alone, afraid to venture out, and becomes precisely, neatly, bounded in time. Break the string, and the stars at night will fail to cohere and start to fall, no longer turning around their centers, no longer threaded together in song.